how does one develop humility but at the same time become self confident, especially if someone has had a background of depression and inferiority complex? Then how does one avoid relapse into that while cultivating humility? Actually, humility is very different from inferiority complex. The main difference is that inferiority complex is basically false ego frustrated, whereas humility is false ego rejected. That means when I have inferiority complex, that means I want to be great. I want the whole world to know how great I am. But there is nothing great about me. So I want to be great, but there is no way I can exhibit my greatness. And that's why it is false ego frustrated. Whereas humility is, it is false ego rejected. That means a devotee lives at a different level. A devotee delights in Krishna's greatness. A devotee delights in sharing Krishna's greatness with the world. Prahlad Maharaj says that naivo duje pradrutte vaitamnya tadvirya gayan mahamruta magna chitta. He says, in glorifying you I am getting such nectar. Tadvirya gayan mahamruta magna chitta, oceanic nectar I am getting in this. So basically, as sadhakas, our focus should be on cultivating Krishna consciousness and delighting in loving and serving Krishna. If we don't understand humility properly, then as it's rightly said that in the name of humility, we may develop too much negativity. Because the whole point of there can be positive self-obsession and there can be negative self-obsession. Positive self-obsession is actually egomania. You know, I did this, I went there, I went this, I am this. It's all positive self-obsession. Whereas when you talk about inferiority complex, that is actually negative self-obsession. Oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, I am like this, I am like that. But in both cases, the problem is there is self-consciousness. In one case, the self-consciousness may be how good I am. In other case, there may be how bad I am. But Krishna consciousness means not self-consciousness, but becoming conscious of Krishna. And the purpose of humility, which is trunadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. The purpose of humility is so that we can do kirtaniya sadahari. So for us, if we make humility as a goal, separate goal in itself, yes, humility is a good quality. But in today's culture, the focus is that we need to recognize that humility for us is in the service of Krishna. So our primary purpose is to give up self-consciousness by which we can become more absorbed in Krishna consciousness, more free for being conscious of Krishna. Now, in this case, humility means we think less about ourselves. That means I don't think so much about myself. And actually inferiority complex means I think low about myself. I am good for nothing. I am good for nothing. So that is a difference. Think less means I am not so obsessed with myself. Okay, I have some good qualities. I have some bad qualities. Whatever I am, I am still Krishna's part. Krishna is still allowing me an opportunity to serve Him. So let me serve Him. So basically, we can see humility primarily as giving up self-consciousness. So if we think too much about our own weaknesses, our own deficiencies, and if that becomes our focus, that may make us feel insecure, that may make us feel depressed. When say great sages talk about, when Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami talks about, say, I am lower than a worm in the stool, I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai. Now this is, we may say this is not even factually true. Why are they saying like this? Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is not that way. But why is he saying like that? Actually, such expressions are the result of his profound absorption in Krishna consciousness. Now, when a devotee is very absorbed in Krishna, at that time the devotee feels, Krishna loves me so much. Krishna is doing so much for me. And when Krishna is doing so much for me, in return, what am I doing? I am not doing anything at all. And therefore, when he is saying, I am lower than Jagai and Madai, what it means is, he says, Lord Chaitanya has bestowed so much mercy on me, but I have not reciprocated at all. and Lord Chaitanya bestowed some mercy on Jagai Mata and they reciprocated so much. So because I have not reciprocated, that's why I am more fallen than Jagai Mata. The center there is not whether from the objective point of view, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is a very pure person. Jagai Mata is a very low grade person, relatively speaking, at least earlier they were. So he is not talking from this platform at all. In the light of Krishna's love and Krishna's mercy, when that becomes more and more apparent, more and more evident in our consciousness, then we start feeling, oh, I am doing nothing for Krishna. I am so unfortunate, I am so fallen, and I am not able to do anything at all. So that state of exalted humility cannot be artificially imitated. What we can focus on in our attempt to cultivate humility is three things practically. First is that whenever we are able to do something good, we give credit to Krishna and Vaishnavas. It is only by Krishna's mercy, my spiritual master's mercy. It is by the devotee's mercy that whatever good I am able to do, I do that. Second thing is that whenever we get some honor, we strive as much as possible not to get carried away by that. That means Radhanath Maharaj once said in a lecture, if others glorify you and you believe it, then you are most unfortunate. So the point is that we shouldn't, does that mean others are lying? No, it's not that others are lying. The point is there is the culture of devotion in which devotees naturally glorify each other. So what we should see is when others are glorifying us, that is indirect encouragement. Rather than saying, I am great, I am so great, what we can see it? Okay, here Krishna is manifesting some good quality within me. So, Krishna is using me in some way, this is the way I can serve. And when we see it that way, then the focus goes on serving Krishna. So, if somebody appreciates us, it's not that we say that they are lying or something, but it's just that it is because of Krishna that I am able to have this quality. It is Krishna who is manifesting this quality through me. So, this is the way I can serve. And lastly, we can focus on how we can shift the focus from us to the service. Now, Prabhupada, even when he was in America, at that time, he was he had such a big temple, so many big temples, but Prabhupada never rested on his laurels. Prabhupada was always thinking, how can I expand Krishna consciousness more and more? He had nice programs going on in America. He decided, I want to go to India. So, if we achieve something and we rest on the laurels, rest on the laurels means, it's an English saying where one just delights in one past triumphs. But if we focus on expanding the reach of the service of Krishna, then that serving Krishna will shift our focus from our self-consciousness and we will be able to maintain humility. So, when we see there is so much more to do in Krishna's service, then whatever pride we may have had and so much, that will go away and we'll be focused more on service to Krishna. So that way, if we don't think too much about what are our faults, we focus on how we can serve Krishna. And that way we can cultivate humility without getting into inferiority complex.